Downloading.
Downloading. Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Parenting is a challenge, and we're talking about it today at SOS Radio. My name's Scott. Several years ago, author and blogger Monica Swanson wrote a piece called What a Teenage Boy Needs Most from His Mom. And within a week, the blog was shared by almost 2 million people, and realizing, yeah, there's a little bit of a need for this sort of wisdom and knowledge. We actually have Monica on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this blog took off, and you realized maybe this should be a book. I could go a whole lot deeper here.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Monica, you've raised 4 boys. Clearly, you have a lot of experience dealing with adolescence and the younger parts of that and the teenage years. But when you look at the pinnacles, you really drill this down.
There's no 2 boys that are alike, and there's pretty much no 2 days that are alike. But you got to just keep intentional about what's next. Keep your eyes open. Never get too relaxed. But also, you got to enjoy the journey because it's a lot more fun when you're enjoying them and they're enjoying you.
It's funny, I have a daughter who's about 10. I have a son who's about 9. And I've been coaching my daughter's soccer team for years. And then this year, I took over my son's team instead. So coaching him. And the boys are so much different than the girls. Because the girls, you can kind of give some direction. You try to give them some encouragement. And they work. And the boys, they're just like roughhousing. They're not paying attention. You know, you're trying to like challenge them. And they look at you like, are you for real? You're actually going to make me run? No. And they're talking back, you know, they have no problem telling you what's up and just going, I ain't doing that, coach. And you're like, yes, you are. Go do some push-ups.
That's right. And when they're all together, all the more. So, yes.
Have you noticed with boys, when they're all together, do you break them up or do you deal with them as a group? What have you found to be most effective?
Well, it depends on the situation. But I think that I do have to let them know that they're boys, I'm still in charge, so I really have to assert my authority. And so sometimes I just call for a lineup, and I'm just like, okay, here's what's going on, boys, line up. Whether we're just talking about the day or whether I need to give some correction, it helps me to just remind them that they need to be quiet and listen. So that takes some time to train them to really be respectful, but they do. And as long as we keep that order, then things tend to roll a lot better.
We're talking about raising boys with Monica Swanson today at SOS Radio. She recently wrote a book. It's called Boy Mom, What Your Son Needs Most From You. And while your boys were growing up, Monica, instead of just comparing yourself to all the other moms and beating yourself up over the fact that they're doing certain things that you're not doing, instead you chose to fix your eyes on the future and what sort of men these boys would be and how you get them to that point.
Yeah, well, certainly that's a challenge because I think we all struggle with comparison from time to time, if not all the time. And when they're little, you get the FOMO. You're just like, everybody else is doing this. Everyone's doing that. What matters most? And that's where I just started to look around me at the families I knew who had amazing young men. And I thought, what are the things that have really paved the way for these boys to grow up to be good and godly young men? That's what I want. You know, I want to raise an adult. I want a son who's responsible and kind and full of character. So I started to just force myself to not get distracted by all the comparisons and to really focus on the things that mattered most. And that meant sometimes limiting our activities. It meant sometimes doing a little less, but doing it with more heart. And then I gained confidence as I went, seeing that it was actually working out pretty well.
The fear of missing out, it just destroys our parenting strategy. I'm Scott on SOS Radio, and we're talking with Monica Swanson today. And, you know, the whole idea of FOMO is like a fear. And it's like I'm leading by fear if I'm worried about missing out. And you realize that's probably not the best anchor to start my strategy.
Right, exactly. You've got to keep your eyes fixed, and being in the Word of God, knowing what God's calling us to as parents is probably the greatest key to really staying grounded and not getting distracted by all the other things.
One of the single biggest challenges in our culture is how we deal with technology. I'm Scott on SOS Radio, and we're talking to Monica Swanson today, and she wrote a book called Boy Mom, What Your Son Needs Most From You. And obviously, in our family, we've got to find a way to have an agreement on technology. You've raised 4 boys, Monica. How did you decide to navigate all the technological boundaries with your boys growing up when all they want to do is play games on their phone, get on the Xbox, chat with their friends?
That is a tough one, and every family I know struggles with it. And unfortunately, there's not one way that's going to solve everyone's problems. We all have unique situations. But for us, we've decided that less is more. And so if they don't have a phone, then we don't have to battle with them over their phone. So each of my boys has gotten a phone at a little later age. The first one, I think, was 13, and my 15-year-old still has a flip phone, and it's working out really well at this point. So I think that less is more, keeping them off the games and pushing them out the door and saying, go climb a tree or run around, is our best solution for that, though it doesn't always work. It's certainly what we aim for.
You know, it's interesting raising boys because we're in this culture where it wants to not have definitions of anything anymore. And it's like, boys are wired up differently than girls. And as parents, we're building our strategy. We need to own that.
Yes, we certainly do. Boys are uniquely wired. And if you've got a daughter and a son, you probably have noticed that, though there's a range of kids and personalities, and that's okay too. But yeah, boys are unique creatures.
In your book, Boy Mom, you talk about the unexpected value of a no.
That's one of my favorite things, because I really discovered just by observation over the years that so often parents say yes to things that their kids may deep down be ready for a no. I think that sometimes kids ask if they can do something, go somewhere, play a game, see a movie, stay at a friend's house, when maybe they're not ready and they might even in their heart not want to do it, but they feel the pressure to ask anyway. And when parents say no, sometimes that is a relief to the kids. Sometimes kids would be just as happy staying home with mom and dad watching Netflix as going to that party or doing that sleepover. So I encourage parents to go with their gut. If they don't feel comfortable with something, say no. Be the parent. Don't be afraid to set some boundaries for your kids.
We're talking to Monica Swanson today at SOS Radio, and she wrote a book about parenting boys. It's called Boy Mom. It's all about strategy. And it's funny because a lot of times you have those boys that are hard chargers. You know, we know we have introverts and we have extroverts and all that, but sometimes you're talking to your kid and you're saying, hey, no, can't do this. And they keep asking and they keep asking. It feels like you're badgering. I just tell my son no, and he's like, Dad, was that a hard no? And I'm like, what? A hard no?
I love it. Every no's a hard no, but they're smart. They figure us out. And so we've got to be smarter than they are. And that's the trick.
We were driving to soccer practice and we're in the car and he's arguing with me about something. And I'm like, no, we're not going to do this. Well, what about this, Dad? Da, 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 da. I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. What about this? Can we go do this afterwards? And I'm like, no. Finally, I said, hey, lawyer, stop arguing with me. And he goes, you know, that is my second best skill, right? I'm like, what's that? He goes, talking trash. Like, what's your first best skill then? He says, spelling.
Oh, that's great. I love it. He knows. He's got them in order anyway.
So let's talk about how no actually is a boundary.
Boundaries are important. Boys need boundaries. They need freedoms, but they need boundaries. So we need to set boundaries that are firm, that are unmovable. We need to be firm so that they know that there is that safe place. If we waver in our decisions all the time, then that gives them a sense of insecurity. We want to make them secure. So saying no just sets them up to know that there is right, there is wrong. Mom is in charge. Dad is in charge. And then within those boundaries, we can give them a ton of freedom. Go do all you want here. Do all you want there. But this is where the line is, and don't cross it.
Trying to teach your kids a work ethic is so tough. We're talking to blogger and author Monica Swanson today at SWS Radio. The work ethic concept, our kids push back against that in this crazy culture. What kind of value do you place on like old-fashioned, get your hands dirty work? I mean, like, do you assign chores for your kids?
Oh, absolutely. We assign chores, and sometimes the dirtier, the better. Boys need to learn what it feels like to work hard, to get some dirt under their nails. And the truth is, once they do it, they feel really good about it. I think that's how God's wired us. We are made to work, and kids need to learn what it feels like to work and to earn some money and then to manage that money. So I think it's a really important lesson growing up, is giving them work and the chance to learn some things hands-on.
So, Monica, what have you learned to do when your kids push back and they say, I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. No. No, Mom.
We try to stop the arguing as quick as we can, and yet we do offer them what we call an appeal process. So if they feel that they really have a good argument, we give them an opportunity to come back to us and in a reasonable, respectful manner, tell us why they think that they should have another chance or an opportunity to be heard. Because I think they do need to be heard, but they also need to be respectful. So we say, accept the no, think about it, gather your thoughts, come back, present your argument. Don't overuse or abuse the appeal process, but we'll listen to you if you've got a good argument.
It's funny how you see your friends and you see their kids just minding and listening the first time the parent says, hey, do this. But that's not reality for the rest of us, right? I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking with Monica Swanson today. She wrote a book. It's called Boy Mom, What Your Son Needs Most From You. But comparison really is a thief of joy, Monica. It seems like so natural and easy to do. But what strategies have you learned about not comparing yourself to other moms?
Right. I think the key is just really to prayerfully make a choice what your goals are, where you're heading, and then it's really self-control. It's just choosing not to go there. If you need to get off social media, if you need to walk away from whatever it is that's distracting you, just keep your mind and your eyes and your heart fixed on your goals, what your family's doing, and just don't let yourself get distracted.
We're talking to Monica Swanson today at SWS Radio. She has a brand new book. It's out. It's called Boy Mom. Thanks for checking in today.
Totally.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.